Good afternoon, people. You're listening in to 93.5 Unity FM. This is Science with Sid, and today we've got a packed session on electricity. We have two guests in the studio. This isn't a live show, so please don't call in today, but we have Aman and Hannah, who were meant to join us a couple of weeks ago when we had a live show, but they were ill. But we've got them today. So, Aman, do you want to say hi to the listeners?
Hi, my name is Aman and I'm 6 years old.
Brilliant. And we've got Aman's sister in the studio as well.
Hi, my name is Hannah. I'm 5 years old.
Brilliant. And both of you are homeschooled, aren't you?
Yes.
Okay. So do you want to tell me a bit about what you do at home then? What do you do on Mondays?
Go trampolining and art class.
Excellent.
From Tino's.
Excellent.
And I go gymnastics the same day, and I go to the art class with my brother Aman.
Oh, brilliant. And what do you guys do on Tuesdays?
We go to science class. From Tino's.
Yeah, and what do you do in the morning? Do you go to the library as well?
Yes. Yeah. When it's my brother's turn, I go to the library with my mum and my baby, and I read books there to my mum and my baby.
And I saw last time you had like 30 books that you'd taken out from the library. So do you really enjoy reading?
Yes.
Both of you do, don't you?
One, the book I read, it was really fun and I did it for real life. And my mum and my brother and my baby came to see my shop.
Ooh. And what kind of books do you like, Aman?
It's called Biff and Chips. One.
Oh, I know that
and I read the books too, like Biff and Chip.
Oh, do you? That sounds really exciting. And so what else do you do for the rest of the week from Wednesday to Friday? Do you have any days off?
Sometimes we learn about igneous rocks.
Is that what you've been learning in science this month?
Yeah.
And when igneous rocks come, how they're made. So the lava comes down the volcano. When it gets really hot and black, then igneous rocks come.
Oh, wow. So when the lava cools down, what happens, Aman?
Igneous rocks form.
And then what happens after igneous rock? What happens to the igneous rock? How does the rock cycle work? Did you do the rock cycle last week?
I did it. Yeah, I can't remember.
And then
you're going to do it this week.
Lava again.
Does it? So we've got the igneous rock, and then something happens. And what happens to the rock then?
It becomes from inside crystal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then the next form is marble, and then it just gets hot, like not like marble, it's like rough. Yeah, and then the next time it's going to be magma.
Wow, so we talked about igneous rock forming from a lava eruption, a volcano eruption. And when that hardens, what happens is it turns into igneous rock. And then over time, you have lots of weather. We have wind, we have rain, we have lots of different types of weather.
Water.
And then what happens to the rock?
The rock break up into little pieces.
Excellent.
Can
the rocks
I talk?
Yeah.
When I was in my Tuesday class, mm-hmm. The teacher rubbed some, what's that?
Crayon. It was
crayon. Mm-hmm. And then he got hot water, really hot water. Then she pour some foil on it. Then she pour all, and she got more foil. And then she put the crayon, the little pieces. So that she puts it in the what's it called?
The foil.
Foil. Then she pressed it really hard. And then we put the, it came into rock, then we put the foil and the rock onto the hot water, then it started melting.
What did that represent? So what was the crayon representing?
Igneous rock.
Igneous rock. And then what we were using a knife and then making the crayon into, like, we were scraping small little pieces off. Okay, what was that representing?
How come the big class did and I did get to do my own? The big class only did their own.
Did they do it on their own? Maybe because there's so many of you. So they in the older class, it's done slightly differently.
Yeah.
So do you remember when you were scraping? Well, when you saw the teacher scraping the crayon, that was representing how the wind and the rain and the water, all the weather,
pieces.
Yeah, that's how they break up the pieces, and then
the rocks are super hard. You can't even break them only with the strong water or the rock.
Yeah, so they undergo weathering and erosion, which is the breaking down of igneous rock into smaller pieces.
What's the other rock called, you know?
And then what's she doing when she was pressing it together?
There's layers, different parts of layers, like leaves, mud, skeletons.
Yeah, what's that rock called?
Igneous.
Starts with a S.
Sedimentary.
Brilliant. You remembered. So then we get sedimentary rock. Go on, Hannah.
Sedimentary and igneous. When the hot sun comes near them and the super rocks come and they squish it, it becomes to a rock. What's called?
Okay, so we've got sedimentary rock, and that contains lots of different layers of rock. And those layers of rock, well, you were right saying this, heat and pressure, okay? So we were pressing the crayon layers together.
To make that rock.
Yeah, to make it into a new rock, which is called... Any ideas? Starts with a M.
Metamorphic.
Metamorphic, brilliant. It turns into metamorphic
then
rock.
Then it became magma.
How did it become magma?
Because the hot water was making it go like water.
Yeah, so we put the crayon pieces that had been pressed together into sediments, we put them underneath. Well, the boiling water was underneath, so we put the foil on top, and then the heat from the boiling water...
It comes up and heats up.
Yeah, and it started to melt the crayon. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And when the crayon melted...
We couldn't.
That was magma. That was representing magma.
And it was so colourful.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it? Because you had lots of different coloured crayons.
Orange,
then when we took the foil away from the water, what happened then?
It became watery.
Not watery. It came down the hot water. And then we couldn't see it, so it just melted.
It melted. The water made it melt. Okay, and then we took it away from the water, and it hardened.
And then it became...
It became igneous rock again, and the cycle starts again.
Yeah,
do you not see that bit?
No.
No, right at the end, it becomes hard again. So when you take it off the water, it becomes hard, and the cycle starts again.
Okay.
Then you can scrape it again, make it into small pieces, make it into sediment.
Yeah, do it over.
Yeah, there. So you've been enjoying science then?
Yes. Yeah.
Brilliant. But today's topic, we are going to be talking about...
Electricity.
Okay, and this has been a topic that you haven't done
in
maybe a year. I think it was a year that you did it in. So what we will do...
Yeah, to make a circuit, you have to get...
You're already. Go on then, Hannah.
You have to get a battery and a bulb and two wires.
Mm-hmm.
One is black and one is red. Or if you want to put a switch, when you put the switch on, the light bulbs up. If you do it off, the bulb
is not complete.
Yeah. Do you remember before we did the electricity session? So what we'll do first is we'll talk about electricity for the first half of the show, and all the listeners can be listening in as well. Then what we'll do after the break, we'll do a quiz. Okay?
Quiz.
So quiz between you two, because it's not a live show today, so we can't ask the listeners to call in today. But we'll have a quiz between Aman and Hannah, and the listeners can join in by trying to answer on the radio as we're playing along. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, first of all, going back to the very first session that we had with electricity before we started making circuits, okay, what was the very first thing that I got you to do with Lego?
Build anything we want.
Yeah, and I said make anything you want with Lego, right? And what did you... Do you remember what you made?
I made a ship.
I think you were there. What did you make?
No, she didn't. She was not there.
Well, were you not there for that session?
Was it a big class or a little class?
Big class. This was ages ago when they used to be at the farm.
I don't go to the farm.
That's fine then. So
The big class when I'm on, but you know, not the Tuesday sessions.
The Saturday sessions.
Yeah, your sessions.
Yeah.
Sometimes I was there because when I first joined in, I was there, but sometimes I weren't there because my brother, I didn't start today.
That's fine. So maybe your brother can tell us first what he did with the Lego. So you may, what did you make with your Lego?
A ship.
A ship. And then what did I say to everyone?
To draw what you've made.
Yeah, you might have drawn what you made, but I also said, what did we use to make all this stuff with?
Lego.
And were the Lego sizes the same size or different sizes?
Different sizes.
And different colours as well, weren't they?
Yeah, I know because I have some at home.
Yeah, and we used different things to make different objects with. So your ship might have had big pieces and small pieces and different size and shaped pieces. And then I asked the question, have a look around you. We've got tables and chairs and walls and people. What's everything made up of?
Atoms.
Brilliant, you remember that. Everything's made up of atoms. What are atoms?
Atoms are little balls.
And inside them are neutrons, protons,
and electrons.
Oh, wow. You guys are really good at this. And how old are you again?
I'm 6.
Yeah.
I'm 5.
Wow, and you already know about atoms. So we've got these atoms which make up everything. And these atoms are like building blocks, like Lego. So all these atoms are next to each other, and then they make tables and chairs and the wall and cars and people.
And when we speak, our atoms come out so the other people can hear it.
Yeah, so even molecules in the air and the gases have atoms in them. And we have lots of different sized atoms. So we've got tiny atoms and we've got slightly bigger atoms. They're not huge. You still can't see them. Okay? They're really tiny.
Sometimes you have them in your body.
Yeah, you've got atoms in your body. Everything is made up of atoms. Okay?
Even a scarf.
Yeah, even my scarf and the sky and the earth and the universe has... Everything's made up of atoms.
Even Mars.
Even Mars. It's like having Lego pieces and making everything out of Lego. It's the same. They're the building blocks of life, atoms are. Okay? So everything's made up of atoms. And then we talked about what happens when we have two objects that rub against each other.
Our hands, but when you rub them, it becomes so hot.
Yeah, so that's talking about friction, but we don't want to be talking about friction today. We're talking about
electricity,
but also electrostatics. Now, when we have two objects rubbing, what part of the atom do you think is going to be affected?
Neutrons.
Really? Where are the neutrons found? Are they on the outside or in the inside?
Outside, electrons.
Are they?
Protons.
Protons and neutrons are on the inside. What's whizzing around on the outside?
Electrons.
Electrons. So when you're rubbing two things, what part of the atom are we going to be affecting?
Electrons.
Why?
Because it makes our body hot.
No, the electrons are on the outside of the atoms. So when you're rubbing, you're going to make the electrons move.
To tomorrow?
No, the electrons are going to move. Okay? So now, if you think what experiments we did in that session. So remember we got balloons?
Yeah.
And we rubbed them on our hair. Do you remember?
Yeah. And then it stands up.
And the electrons were moving from your hair to the balloon. And then what we were doing, we were putting the balloon next to the wall. And what happened?
It stuck to the wall.
It did. It stuck to the wall. Why? Because it had lost or gained, we don't know which one, the electrons had moved, so then it wanted to find more electrons. So it's trying to take the electrons from the wall. So it sticks to the wall. Okay? So we have special things that happen. And remember we made mortar move? Did you not do that one? Where we had the tap, we opened some water, we had a thin strip of water... Yeah. And then we had a long rod and we moved the electrons by rubbing the a silk cloth on that rod, and then we moved it close to the stream of water and the water moved.
I can't remember that, but I only can remember when we rubbed it.
You remember the balloon rubbing?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you remember the hair standing on end?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so you might not have done the water one. We also did, we made a ball move. We had a ball on a piece of string, and we moved. You remember that one? Aman's nodding, yeah? You remember that?
Yeah.
What happened when we moved the rod close to the ball?
The ball moved.
The ball moved. And there was another one where we had lots of little bits of paper, and then we moved the rod close. Do you remember what happened?
Can you do the leaf one?
Which is a leaf one?
You know, like, it's like, you know when we did painting, and when, remember when we put the leaf on the paper?
Oh, that's talking about art. We'll come back to art at the end. Okay, we'll talk about art and what you've been doing in art. Okay, so we had lots of little bits of paper, and we moved the rod close to it. And
then
because
it
the
moved.
Rod was charged, what happened to the paper?
It moved.
Yeah, the paper moved. So we can make things do weird things when we make electrons move. Okay, but all of those things are insulators. What does an insulator mean?
So if it's stopping the electricity going through the wires.
Yeah, so if you were to put one of these plastic rods in a circuit, there'd be no current flowing through it.
Because the electrons are not coming through the battery.
Yeah, the electrons only move in insulators if you rub the objects.
Yeah.
Okay, and it only works in some cases.
And metal things are conductors, it lets things go through it.
What makes a metal a conductor? What does a metal have that an insulator doesn't have?
It's really, really, like, you know, like,
it's hard.
It's hard, but something to do about the atom. Something about the atom.
Like this little ball.
It has electrons. You know, there are electrons around the atom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Electrons aren't stuck to the atom, some of them. Some of them are able to move. This is what makes metals good conductors, okay? So, what was the very first experiment we did with electricity? Do you remember I got you to stand in a big circle?
Yeah, I remember that.
Remember that? And not the sweets, we held hands.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And what we did...
We moved around.
Not this one. This one, we were just holding hands.
Where we moved down around the sun.
No, that was a different one. You're talking about space now. You've done so many workshops, haven't you? So many science workshops. Right, this one, we were holding our hands in a big circle, okay? And we were talking about what a circuit is. And I said to you, what's a circuit?
A circuit,
I remember, circle, and we're holding hands, and each of us, like two of us or three of us, can be the, what's it called, wire, and one of us is going to be battery, and one of us is going to be the light bulb or the switch.
You're nearly there. Do you remember the little electric stick that
yeah.
we had? So we were holding hands, and I said, okay, we're going to make a circuit. What does a circuit need?
Batteries
and wires and a bulb.
Yeah, but
and
we were being the wires. Okay, and then I gave you the electric stick and we put them between your hands. You were holding both ends and I was holding your hands, right? And then what happened with the electric stick? Did it turn on? When everyone was holding hands?
Yeah.
It started buzzing. And you had lots of colour shining, and it turned
dark.
Yeah, and we talked about how the electricity is travelling over our skin. Do you remember that?
No.
So we said we are being the wire.
Where we did it working that way, you know, where we normally do on Tuesday classes, mm-hmm. where we work in that. Remember we
the gallery.
Did. Yeah, we did work there. Remember, it's on the Tuesday class. Remember when we learnt about that human being?
Hmm.
Electrons come through your body, your arms, and your hands, and your head, and everything, your legs too.
Yeah.
And your tummy.
So we had the electrons travelling around us, and they were making the current travel over our skin. And then the battery inside the electric stick was making that happen, and everything was switching on. Do you remember?
Yeah, we were conductors.
Because we contain a lot of water in our bodies.
And we drink some water.
So what happened then is then you became the electrons. So then you guys became the electrons, and I was the battery, and I had a box full of sweets. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And what did you have to do?
Go around and get the sweets.
And what were the sweets representing?
A battery.
But what in the battery? What do the sweets do? They give you?
Energy.
Energy.
How?
So the battery, when you have a sweet, when you eat food, what happens? You get energy and you can run around. You're hungry, what happens? You have no energy and you're like, oh. You get so lazy, don't you, when you haven't had any food. So when you eat food, you get energy. And in the same way, the battery is giving energy to electrons. It's like the food for the electrons. Okay, so
the electrons are little, but sometimes they zigzag.
Are they zigzag?
Yeah.
They move in zigzag patterns sometimes. If they bump into something, then they'll move in a zigzag. Okay? So that you guys were being the electrons and you were coming up to me. I was the battery. You were taking a sweet and you were moving around in a circle. And where were the sweets going?
Into the battery.
No, you were taking them from the battery. Aman, where were the sweets going? What component did we have in our circuit that needed the sweets?
Oh, now I know.
The bulb.
The bulb. So we had someone stood on the opposite end who was being the bulb, and they had a box, and you were walking over, and what were you doing with the sweets?
Putting the sweets in the box.
Excellent.
So, like it's, so from the, like, pretend you're a battery and everyone is in the circle. Now I know this because, like, you're the battery, and we pick up sweets from the battery. Then everyone have to put the sweets back in the what's it called?
The empty box, which was the bulb.
Bulb, then you have to pick up more sweets, then do
excellent.
It over again.
So the electrons keep going around the circle, and it keeps continuing. And then what happens?
If the switch turns off and it goes on the side, no
electrons
go to the bulb, and then it turns off.
Brilliant, you remember that really good. But what happened when all the sweets ran out?
Oh, they
were the bulb.
The what, sorry?
You were the bulb.
I was a battery. What happened when all the sweets ran out?
We didn't have any more.
So what happens to the light bulb?
The light bulb switched off and it became dark.
Brilliant, the light bulb then switches off. Then what do we have to do with the battery?
We have to put more batteries in.
You have to replace the old battery with a new battery which has lots of energy. Bit like our food. When we eat food, after our energy runs out, we have to have more food for it to work.
So the battery is like a food.
Yeah, it's like food for the electrons. It gives energy to the electrons. And then after we'd done that, we started building electric circuits. Do you remember what we used?
Wires and a bulb and some batteries.
Yeah, so you could make a simple circuit with one battery and one light bulb. What happens if you add more batteries? If you add more batteries, what happens?
The light bulb will get more and brighter.
More brighter. Go on, Amon.
It gets more brighter and more energy comes to it.
Yeah, more energy is coming because the electrons are taking one sweet from the first battery, another sweet from the second battery. So when they get to a light bulb, how many sweets do they have?
Or if we get...
Two.
Or if we get all of the sweets from the battery and we put them in the box, then they'll have really, really bulb.
Yeah, but the electrons can only carry one sweet at a time from the battery. Yeah, and plus, if you take all the sweets from the battery and you put them into a light bulb, then the light bulb will only switch on once and that's it. There's no more sweets left. Okay, brilliant. Right, so then you started building your circuits. What happens if you've got one battery and two light bulbs?
Battery and two light bulbs.
Nipples. How bright are the bulbs going to be then?
A little bit more lighter.
They're going to be duller because you've got one battery, so the electrons are coming and taking one sweet. What do they have to do when they get to the light bulb?
Put it in.
But they have to give half to one light bulb and half to the other. So the light bulbs aren't getting that much energy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, brilliant. We've come to the end of the first part of the show.
Why
so we're going to be coming back after the break.
Why can't do the, like, before we go, we can do the planets?
We'll do that after the break, okay? So we'll come back after the break and we'll talk about planets and we'll do the quiz as well. Okay, so you're listening into 93.5 Unity FM. This is Science with Sid. And we will be coming back on the show straight after the break. So stay tuned with us. And if you want to catch up on the show later on, you can go to sciencewithsid.co.uk or check us out on Facebook. We'll see you after the break. Do you want to say bye?
Bye.